Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, brothers and sisters out there on Blog Talk, Babylon Talk Radio. Welcome to Straight No Chaser. I am your host, Vitor Ra, and we are definitely looking at the fifth day, moving quickly towards our Sabbath day of rest and Shabbat. I know you're looking forward to it. So, we're actually simulcasting also on Babylon Talk Radio and on YouTube Live as well. And this is the day where we kind of come together and just kind of discuss some current events, topics in the news. This is brought to you by the Social Change Action Network and Al Mahoida, which is At Last Ministries, House of Israel, Deliverance Assembly. And we are totally excited about the fact that we are vastly moving towards the actual New Year, Hebrew New Year, and our High Holy Days, which is what we keep, not these fake holidays, holidays that this world keeps. We read a tremendous scripture this morning that we are in the book of James not to be spotted with the ways of this world. So we have to learn to remove ourselves and find solace and joy being amongst our people, waking up our people, nurturing our people, caring for our people. There's much to do. Nobody should be bored. Keep your hands strong. A little bit goes a long way. All right, well, we got some topics in the news. Boy, that song is ever so prophetic, written back in 69. It still speaks of the social ills that take place today in what we call the ghettos. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to get into There Goes the Neighborhood. It's not just a term. It was literally something your U.S. government plotted out and proposed and worked along with banks to call social marginalization, something we discussed last week. And I want you to be relevant of these terms. Today, we'll talk about the benign neglect of our people, talk about these immunizations, how come the CDC is confessing about cancer causing polio vaccinations. Why are they coming clean about this now? Let's see. Also about confessing that immunizations do cause autism. Parents, get your kids checked out. You know, you're fussing at them, you're upset with them, but truly these vaccinations have caused cerebral damage and damage to their bodies, and that's some of the reasons why they're having a hard time focusing, or maybe they need to be channeled in a certain direction. So don't chastise the kids. The food, water, vaccinations are bad, and if you know you kept up with that vaccination order that the doctor gave you for your children off from school so they could be in there, well, you need to get your kids checked out. You may need to go through a severe flush detox and change of their eating habits and programs, because it's a factor now. It's like one in every three children do have autism. So let's be realistic about it and what we're dealing with the attention deficit disorder and the kids' just inability to pay attention to nothing but their cell phone. That's just the way it is. And some other things in the news, you know, school shootings, everything taking place, staged event, very well could be. I know Brother Arias spoke about that on Facebook. We might read some of his posts as we get into it, but not going to be on here long. Just want to address my Hebrews about current events from a biblical Hebrew perspective and how it affects our people, the hood, the ghetto, which is their focus. They know it's not the ghetto. They know that you are some Hebrew Israelites that are on lockdown and they are watching you because you are the timetable and the timepiece of the game changer to this whole world. They didn't want you to wake up, but they couldn't stop it. Something's tapping you on your shoulder late in the midnight hour, telling you to pay attention to what's transpiring. All right, so we have a panel. I see Brother Abiram is on here. Sister Tamar, she's going to have to press one if she wants to talk. She knows we're trying to get some things done early in the morning because we got much more to do. Let me say shalom, Brother Abiram. How you doing this morning?
Shalom. Feeling good. Feeling good.
That's good. That's good. Feeling good like a Hebrew should.
Exactly. Exactly. See,
living like a Israelite, not a Khazar.
Yeah, exactly. So you, before you were mentioning the vaccines, these seems like every day, every place you go, they're trying to push that flu shot off on you. And every day we get another thing in the news saying some healthy person died from the flu. That chances are they're dying from them vaccinations they're getting.
And that's very true. Some people aren't caught, their bodies aren't ready for this. And it's a shock factor of what actually goes into the body from the flu. But let's go ahead and get into it. Let me read this. This was on ABC. Experts say flu shot potentially, trying to watch their words, potentially caused the flu epidemic. Shocker in mainstream, no less. This is something we already knew, but let's see what the news story was saying that we can get into this. Just a heads up, this is not a CDC doctor who was quoting. Far too many people have looked up the fake news Snopes article, which was written well before this nurse was even quoted. That has nothing to do with this story. So they want to give you a disclaimer. They still talk about fake news. This is to throw people off and dishevel people. So they talked at length with the editor and interviewed the health department official that gave the quote, and they confirmed she did make this statement, and you can see it's reflected in their headline as well, and it's raised eyebrows. So she'll probably come up missing in the next couple of days. So according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, this year's flu is rampant in 49 states, with Wisconsin and Minnesota being hit hard, where they just sent everybody for the Super Bowl. And one nurse thinks she knows why. While part of the blame lies with the dominant flu strain this year, H3N2, which tends to be more severe and causes more severe symptoms than most strains, it also potentially lies with us. I believe that the low effective rate of the vaccine this year is due to mutations. Yeah, that's another lie they like to tell, that the virus made in the processing of the vaccine itself. Now, with that being said, Tree still thinks everyone should get a flu shot, even though she believes this is what's causing it. This is how insane these people are. You've got to be kidding us. This is cognitive dissonance at its best. It's shocking. You scare the hell out of people, tell them it's causing the flu, it's killing them, but I think you should still get it, which is why our people are sitting up there having conversations with people who are not qualified about should I, shouldn't I? Do you believe it's true? Is it fake news? They've got everyone just confused with all these rabbit holes. So the health department official says at least part of the problem, if not the whole problem, and other experts agree, Dr. Mercola, his videos below, who has had the number one health site worldwide for 20 years, agrees it's no surprise at all, he says. We have countless other MDs and PhDs who concur as well. As doctors continue to give the dangerous shot and the virus mutates, more people will get sick and the epidemic will worsen. It's like a bad sci-fi movie. You could have never said that, been more honest with that statement. Why doesn't she want you to get it? Because even if the flu vaccine isn't as effective as it has been in years past, it does help. Some protection is better than no protection. Oh, and even if it potentially causes the epidemic also. So you got doctors and nurses saying, yeah, it's bad. There's a video here, but you should get it anyway because something is better than nothing.
For most of you.
So, once again, distruth or information, disclaimers. What's your thoughts, Brother Abiram?
Well, we know that part of the plan is to for them to do this depopulation is going to be through vaccinations, and they're getting everyone, desensitized to the fact that this is happening. Well, this person died. And then when they have their big mistake where they give these people these shots and numbers of people die, they've seen this happen before. And, I don't know, something went wrong. We're sorry. But, and for them to be saying that, well, it's not helping. It's causing people to have, certain symptoms, but any protection is better than no protection. But just like you said, even if it potentially kill you, and the other thing is, what do we do before they came out with these vaccines? Who asked them for these vaccines? Before that, people would get the flu, they weather the storm, and then they were up and ready to go again. If these more virulent strains are coming out there, it's because of these flu shots. It's because of what they're doing.
Right. Absolutely. We have to be aware of what's in these chemtrails and in these vaccinations that they're putting into our bodies. Let me see if I can go ahead right now and pull up what's actually in the vaccinations so that we can hear this, because there's nothing in there to cure your flu. There's a bunch of things that cause you to have all the symptoms of the flu and will force you to go to the hospital because you begin to feel miserable. They cause your muscle pains, joint pain, chills, aches, nausea. By then, you're already thinking you're dying.
Yeah. I mean, it's been since very early to probably late 90s, early 2000s, last time I had the flu. Of course, I weathered the storm. And until you get this flu shot, I said, well, I don't get the flu, so I don't need your shot. But, they're pushing
right.
It off on everybody. Every time I go see my doctor, did you get your flu shot? And every time I tell them, nope, I didn't get my flu shot because I don't trust it.
And I think most people don't realize that they're being compensated for giving you that shot. And it's very dangerous. A few of the things in there are aluminum, thimerosal, gelatin. Cells from aborted fetuses. So it's human serum albumin, a recombinant albumin. This is stuff from aborted fetuses. They culture things and scrape it off what they culture. Sorbitol stabilizers, emulsifiers, taste improvers, and tons of beryllium, just all types of metals as well, which naturally makes the body sick and breaks the body down and makes you you're like an antenna wave. You just draw the radio frequencies, the microwave frequencies in your house. This is what's cancer causing. You become active when they shoot this stuff inside you because your body's electricity. Then somebody puts metal in it. So this is causing reactions in all the people, and we need to be totally aware of this. This is what's causing dementia. This is what's causing autism. That's why memory care facilities are going up everywhere. People are making money. That's why schools that deal with misbehaving children across the board, the high school shooter, we'll talk about him in a minute, if he in fact was the shooter. Most of these people end up being people that were on medication, that got vaccines, that got shots and were on pharmakia, and they're fried out of their brains and they're open to all types of demonic suggestion from frequencies. It doesn't have to be demonic. The NSA and FBI has the ability to speak through frequencies and airwaves and cause these people to think they're hearing voices in their head that it's saying, kill somebody, do this. So you are really damaging your body to the point where I wonder if this is akin to the prophecy saying, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Son of Man. And what I'm in reference to is there was a lot of gene splicing during the days of Noah. You find this in the book of Jasher and the book of Jubilees and the Keber Nagast about all the splicing of animals and creating of dinosaurs and animals that the Most High never created, that scientists and doctors were messing around with cell therapy and splicing genes back then. And that's what we need to know. This is no new technology. There's nothing new under the sun. They're always trying to merge and see what happens from merging these different cells and genes. They're creating monsters. They're creating fish that they're throwing in the water, that are eating up the other fish, are breeding with these fish, and you're eating hybrids. It's a hybrid of everything out there. And what we need to know about GMOs and hybrid is that they actually attack the organs of your body and tear down your organs because there's no nutritional value in the GMOs. So let me say that. Let's see.
Yeah, you're definitely right. And when you bring this up, you and I, well, they must be crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. It's fake news. You know, they try and belittle what you bring out there. And they either do that, they try and discredit you, or next thing you know, you come up missing. It's like you said, I wouldn't be surprised if this nurse comes up missing. You know, because,
well, she tried to backpedal real quick. She tried to backpedal.
Well, just look at all of the homeopathic doctors that she's mentioned before that are, that have died under mysterious circumstances. I mean, it's too many of them to be, you know, a coincidence.
Absolutely. It's about 77 at this count right now within the last few years of homeopathic doctors being murdered, coming up missing, talking about they committed suicide, and they were actually on to cures and had found out what was transpiring, why the people were getting sick. Right before these people came out with what their findings were, they were murdered. Dr. Sebi, famous as well for what he was able to figure out without any medical college, you know, MMA authority, anything like that. He just was the Most High revealed things to him to help cure our people. I want to see
he died while he was in custody, if I remember right.
That's correct, in Honduras.
Yeah. Yeah, and you mean, like I said, you know, once they got you there,
the reporting that goes on, or lack of, for some of these vaccines,
they
go back to the flu shot, and there does seem to be reporting. 2 years ago, I think, they said there was maybe 9% effective for...
Okay. Sorry about that. That clip was trying to come on. I'm not going to play any more of these Edomites clips because they're not being truthful. There's some news information I have that shows vaccinations do nothing to cure people or prevent any type of illness or sickness. It, in fact, does cause the sickness, and we know this for a fact. However, the suffering of the symptoms and the suffering that comes as a result of it can cause problems in most people and psychologically. And then fear, we already know, because if you feel these symptoms, there's a fear of death because they put that on the airwaves that people are dying. And that fear of death can trigger high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart attacks, and strokes. So this is detrimental to the community and to our people, and we should be mindful of it. The first thing they're going to do when you go to the hospital is assess you and figure out what pill they want to give you. Find out what the problem is that you're going through, and then if I were you, I would come back and find out what herb, what tea can I take that will address the situation and not have to use this medicine that has a ton of side effects that might make me grow breasts or tell me to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. And this is what they tell you are some of the side effects of these depressions.
Yeah, because you're right, because no matter what medicine they put out there, there's always a list of side effects.
Absolutely.
What kind of science is this? You're coming up with something that's supposed to be helping you to get healthy, but it's got all these side effects.
Right. Let me read this. I was trying to find somebody else released a list of some other things inside the vaccinations, but that's easy to find online, even though they're trying to hide it. And B, do know this, that because they know you all won't take the vaccinations, they're putting it into the chemtrails. So you're breathing this stuff in the air, dimerosal, aluminum. The same thing in the vaccinations is in the chemtrails, which is causing sickness. When there's a real bad day, I suggest you get your mask, wear your mask, not one of these cheap dollar store masks. Spend some money on a good mask. Have it. And also, I would say try to stay indoors and take things that are good for you, for your breathing and your endocrine system. And that would be things like kelp, bladder rack, and potassium iodide to help combat these things that we're breathing that are attacking our breathing and endocrine system. You need to be mindful of that. And if you get a chance, most high willing, tune into our Sabbath Shabbat shows. We always do an herb of the day. We talk about wellness with the body, but most definitely with the spirit, because our goal is to restore the cultural identity of black man, one Hebrew, a sleep mind at a time, to understand. And knowledge of food and how to take care of your body is definitely a part of it. So there's some photos, if you go to my page, that were released of an airplane taking pictures of two airplanes spraying chemtrails and poisoning people. And nobody can say or do anything to stop this. And this is happening all over the world, not just in the United States. It's a control mechanism. It's just like spraying for pests, spraying the crops. Well, now they're spraying us, and they're hoping for an expected effect and result at a said given time where there will be an outbreak, a pandemic. That's why Psalms 91 told us not to have to worry about the pestilence that's in the air. It's being actually put in the air. So you're fighting hard when you're working out and doing all these different things. You're fighting for your own life and you're fighting for your kids' life. And do not fall to the belief that these vaccines are going to save your child. Let me read this other article and we can comment on this. CDC admits 98 million Americans were given cancer virus via the polio shot. The CDC has admitted that between 1955 and 1963, they just missed me, over 98 million Americans received one or more doses of polio shots, which was contaminated with a cancer-causing virus called simian baculating virus, SB40. The CDC quickly took down the page, along with Google. That's what they do. They surf the web every 5 to 10 minutes to see what somebody's posted and hurry up and bring it down if they don't want that information out there. You need to know that. The CDC quickly took down the page along with Google, but the site was luckily cached and saved to symbolize this grant admission. When you see something, try and download it right away, because I've gone back to videos and articles, and they're quickly wiped by YouTube or Google because they don't want you to get this information. You have to grab the information and get it out there for your people, for the family. The simian virus, SV40, is a virus found in some species of monkeys and was discovered in 1960. And the virus was found in the polio vaccine. More than 98 million Americans received one or more doses of polio vaccine from 55 till 1963, when a proportion of vaccine was contaminated. Come on, people, this goes back to the 50s and 60s. This is why, and let me tell you something. A lot of these vaccinations and things in the chemtrails are time released. These mechanisms have a time control as to when to release the virus or the sickness in your body. It's over a amount of time. You're hearing about people that were shot with this vaccination in 55 all the way up to 63, and then the cancer materializes in their 20s, 30s, some teens, some kids. But we're seeing now that it has a different effect on different people at said different times, especially given to their lifestyle, where they live, the environment, how they eat, and how they take care of themselves. That's the key. You can reboot your body. Most people don't even know that after a three-day fast, the body begins to reboot itself and that your immune system is seated in your stomach area, which is why probiotics and taking care of your gut and your gut flora is very important. So do the research, because they are definitely trying to neglect our people. Polio vaccines being used today do not contain SV40. All of the current evidence indicates that polio vaccines have been free of SV40 since 1963. And so that's where that rhesus monkey kidney cells came from. They was putting the polio and the cancer inside people during that time. What kind of god-awful world is this? I'm talking about their God, because we serve the Most High, Yah. But just to let it be known, this is why we have a cancer epidemic, dementia epidemic, autism epidemic. We're going to see more death, more sickness in this world that we live in. Bobby Ron, you got any comments?
No, you put these very well, Brother B. It's just that, you know, people need to understand and wake up to what's going on here and do a little research and some studying, because you mentioned earlier about the autism, because as you know, I have a grandchild that's autistic, and I can't run into one person who doesn't have a family member, a friend of a family member or whatever that has a child that's autistic. And, you know, and this happens a whole lot more than it ever did before, because when I was growing up, I didn't know one kid that was autistic, not one. But, gee, they're all over the place now. And they say, well, you know, it has nothing to do with the vaccine. They said they debunked that. No, the people who debunked it were the people that put that vaccine out there. And there's one doctor from the CDC that came out and said this, and said that, you know, that those vaccines was causing it, and then they shut him up real quick.
Yep, he came out and they got rid of him real quick. And yeah. I think the spike, and the spike that we see in dementia as well, and this is from the heavy metals on the brain. This is why people, we talk about how to flush metals out of your body. Bentonite clay, cilantro, activated charcoal. These are not things that you just have that we're suggesting. These are mandatory now, just to keep your mental health and your spirit right, to be able to cleanse and flush. This is mandatory if you want to have a healthy life. So
definitely.
It, it is amazing that there are just like, I mean, come on, one in every three children. So I look on the corner of where I live and I see these kids get out of junior high. One out of every three of them is autistic. Yeah. And they know this, which is why they're dumbing them down and giving them what they want. Dumb movies, free weed, video games, bad food. Give them more of what they want until they drop dead. Give them nothing. Social media. Make them think they're making an impact in the world by leaving a comment on somebody's social media page, you know, instead of getting up and doing something, you know, getting up and making life useful. And then this lifestyle of the whole couch potato has had an impact on our seniors who have become couch potatoes and don't get out and exercise like they used to. And these vaccinations and chemtrails are affecting their dementia. Alzheimer's and dementia is at a rise. And I'll tell you one of the, let me tell you another thing that puts metal in your body that leads to autism and dementia is some of the deodorants that we're using. Your body is a sponge. There's pores underneath your arms. When you put aluminum underneath your arms, your body's sucking it up and you're poisoning yourself. These are the things that we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4 and 6, that's why when our people don't pay attention to the information that's out there, we are actually hurting ourselves. You want to fight us on eating swine, eating pork, when he makes it clear that anybody that's in his presence that eats pork when he returns will not inherit the kingdom? So come on now. It's a thing of understanding that that's a desecration to our temple, the physical temple, our bodies. They desecrated our temple back in Maccabees, brothers with swine. Why would you desecrate your temple? Take back control of your temple and treat it right.
Be mindful that temple doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Most High.
Absolutely. I got another article I'm going to move on to. Well, before I move on to this article, did you have anything you want to say about this shooting? Now, go ahead.
So is your all gone?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
It seems like, you know, every other week you're reading about another one. You know, what's behind all these things, just like you said it, you know, it could be medication. Because a lot of times you hear, well, they went off their medication. Well, the medication is probably what's causing it. I mean, it's just a shame that this is happening the way it's happening. And we don't know how much of it's true, exactly the full details of it. Because, you know, they don't, just like that Las Vegas shooting, you know, we don't get the full story.
Right. Well, they've already got his picture up. They've already got his picture up. They're already labeling him as being mentally ill and calling him a terrorist. And I'm sure they took him to Burger King before they took him to jail, too, because they politely lifted him off the ground and put him in the squad car. And we know if this was a person of color, he would have been beat to death, if not already shot and killed. So, yeah, we already know that you're mentally ill if you're, you know, I like the way the brother put it on Facebook. He said, you're mentally ill if your skin color is above bronze. But anything bronze and down, you're labeled a terrorist.
Yeah, exactly.
So you couldn't have put it no better than that. And they are trying to create that narrative. They don't know what they don't know how they want us to look to the public. Give them the Black Panther movie. And I understand there's some things they're going to try to introduce in that movie that have to do with this world and the gay movement, because they always use us to help forward that gay movement. There's also, here we go. Oh, this is interesting. Somebody just put this information up about the vaccines. What they're cultured from, aborted human fetuses. And they tell you the cell line, the fetuses, the type of fetuses they use for every vaccine there is, even shingles. And the name of every medicine, Quadricel, Pentacell, Priorix, Poliovax,
Pentacell, Twinrix, Baravax, Valrix, Zostavax, Hemovax, all these drugs that kill you. This is why Planned Parenthood was booming, because they were selling the aborted fetus cells, and the pharmaceutical industry was making more vaccinations out of the fetus cells, not to mention the metals. This is a wicked world we live in, people. Why would you want to say you down with this? We need to separate ourselves from these wicked, cruel people and their agenda, what they have on their minds, what they want to do. So
when you think about the agenda, the phrase follow the money, because it's all about making money. I mean, they're giving you this stuff that's making you dependent. I mean, it's not healing you. None of it's meant to heal you, because once Pharmakia figured out all the money they can make, I mean, they're off the hook now. I mean, they're off the chain now. Any way that they can make money, that's what they're doing.
Absolutely, because they're making too much money and they've gotten extremely greedy. And this is only in Babylon over here, because they don't even allow those Pharmakia commercials over there in Europe and things like that.
Yeah. And what a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of these so-called medications, more time than not, in a lot of instances, they're developed by the government with taxpayer money, and then they sell it to Pharmakia, and they come back and hit the people, the very people that paid for it to be developed, with exorbitant costs for this stuff. I mean, the first time I had always had health insurance, and the first time I realized, what other people was paying, it didn't have insurance. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe it, that they were hitting people up for these costs for these medications.
Right. So we already know we know how it goes down in America with these drugs, with how they treating the black and brown man and everything around us. So. It's a matter of personal choice. California, they're trying to force your kids to get the vaccination to go to school. I know I would go in and say I plead religious exemption. That's against our religion, what we practice, what we believe. And so there are letters that you can receive. If you go to the Hebrew One show, I know Brother Jacob posted a letter that you can download and copy if you need to give to your employers or your kids. School employers are getting to the point where they're going to start forcing their employees to have the chip, vaccinations, certain other things around their employees. All it takes is one employee to go to HR and start, pleading their cause. Yes.
Yeah. And it was funny with the one hospital, they're pushing a flu shot, but the people that are working there refuse to get it. I mean, so what does that tell you?
Right. So
they didn't want any part of it.
The sad thing is, I'm going to say this: you got crisis actors that showed up again at this shooting. Some of the same people. Are people dying? Yes, people are dying. I'm not negating that. Was there a dry run? A drill or?
Yeah, a drill or a drive. Well, you use both of the words, a breath of phrase.
Okay, well, believe it or not.
Whatever.
Believe it or not, there was a single shooter emergency drill at the school that day during the same time. And we see this scenario with all of these shootings. I mean, hell, there was a black man who supposedly killed two people. He was beat to death by the cops. They took his eye out and put him in a straitjacket. This young man, they just put him in some handcuffs and take him wherever he wants to go, because they already know what the business was, that he was picked to do what he did so we can get to the point of gun control, to remove guns from the public. And we know that guns in the public keep us safe, because trust me, if the gym teacher, if the PE teacher or the librarian had a piece, it wouldn't have been 17 people being shot. We always hear early on that there was multiple shooters. We always hear that. And then that story goes away. that goes away to a single shooter. So, you know, I know not too many people are not, I can understand you being afraid for your life, but that movie about those three men on that train that stopped that gunman, I know there's people that will like not stand by and let somebody just, one person just start just shooting tons of people, you know, when you could easily jump him from the back, take the gun away from him. But I'm not, you know, suggesting that. I'm just saying realistically, these things are staged and you have to know that. Sometimes these people aren't actually killed, but it's just there's a narrative and they want the people in fear. They want you to comment. They want what you have to say. So, you know, it's up to us if we want to fall prey to those things. Every one of these shootings, you've got this guy with 17 supposedly on his gun. He won't be killed. We don't hear nothing about them ever being killed. You got 26 dead in Texas when the guy walked in the church on Sunday. You got 9 dead when the kid walked in, Dylan Roof walked into the Bible study on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. You got 27 dead, 12 dead at that movie theater, 27 dead elsewhere. And you should look at the faces of all these people. They want them to look ridiculous. Las Vegas, you had 58 people dead. The same white face. And they all look like they're on Pharmakia. Something to take into consideration, well, people.
That's first thing they come out, they right away. Now, what I've noticed, if you're a black person, they start delving in to try and show that you had some criminal background or that someone you knew had a criminal background. But with them, first thing they talk about, there's some kind of mental issue. I mean, you know, it happens all the time. That's what they research, and that's what they come out with. They don't research and say, well, this guy knew this guy who was a criminal, this guy was a criminal. No, they start talking about their mental illness or supposed mental illness.
All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to move forward. I'm not going to comment too much on this shooting, but be safe out there, people. Be safe. Watch out for your children. Take cues, take signs. And if you hear about them doing some type of safety drill in some area, I mean, every time there's been a proposed drill and somebody gets hurt, somebody gets set up, come on, do your research, people, and know the truth. I want to move on to this next article because I found this interesting. But before I do, I want to explain something called benign neglect. You probably never heard this. Like a benign cancerous tumor, a benign tumor. Benign neglect. It's pretty much what it means is having an attitude or a policy of ignoring a delicate or undesirable situation. So it's creating a policy or having an attitude to where you just ignore it and act like you don't see what the problem is. As we saw them do with all the shootings of black people in the middle of the streets for the last 3 or 4 years. And then an undesirable situation that one is held to be responsible for dealing with. Now, it's benign neglect when you know your so-called government should have spoke out, president or whomever, on certain situations, and you wonder why there is no one speaking out. Awkwardness became a cyclical force, weaponized through malice, but through the convenient delusions of benign neglect, people can ignore it. It's the weaponization of awkwardness.
Yeah, so they may do that in that situation, but if you're a person who's like the sports figures are taking a knee, they quickly have something to say about that. People exercise their constitutional rights, but like I said, and while they're doing all that, they're talking about the flag, you're disrespecting, but they're saying nothing about what they were doing it for in the first place, and that was unarmed black men being shot down by police, you know, at the drop of a hat.
And when we see the disparities in the judicial system, there's benign neglect there. Disparities with the way Wells Fargo treated blacks when it came to trying to get home loans. We see disparities there. We see these disparities, but we want to ignore it, which is why it's critical to the secret societies and the Boule to take their chosen picked black folks with a little bit of money and put them and tout them in front of everyone and say, see, you can be like him if you focus up. You have no more excuses. And then we go right back into benign neglect and ignore the situation and the problem. So with that being said, I want to talk about – go ahead.
But with this, the housing issue, now that's something that's been, you know, going back for, you know, decades, how they've been treating blacks with housing. And in the 60s and the 50s, the government was complicit in this with the redlining and refusing, government loans, VA loans to soldiers that went over and put their life on the line. The government was complicit in this, in the discrimination.
Let me read this article, and we can comment because it kind of lines up with what you're saying. This was written by A.C. Jemison back on February 8th in 2017. He said, did you know black ghettos were deliberately created by the government-sponsored redlining? So in light of Dr. Ben Carson's nomination as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and the commencement of the Trump administration, there is no better time than now to discuss the creation of the black ghetto and housing discrimination known as redlining. Beginning in the early 30s, a ranking system designed to represent neighborhoods in northern and southern states was implemented as a means to ensure segregation of blacks and whites. This system included four strata from highest to lowest. A was green, B was blue, C was yellow, D was red. A ratings went to properties located in homogeneous areas. One that, in one appraiser's words, lacked even a single foreigner or Negro. So neighborhoods that were integrated containing Jews, fake Jews, Khazars, or foreigners, they were given a rating of B. So B was blue. Or C. So even the foreigners and the Khazars, when they came over, they were given like a middle to lower class rating. Now, I'm going to tell you more when I read this, what these ratings are attributed to and how this has had an impact on us being under these curses. And those with any black presence at all, you could say you was half black or dating somebody black. Well, regardless of your class, that area was immediately rated D, red. Hence the term redlining. The consequences of such rating range from outright denial of mortgages to denial of home insurance, bad insurance, like you live here in Earthquake, California, but you don't have no earthquake protection on your home insurance, no flood protection, none of that stuff, just bad insurance. All this went to residents of red neighborhoods, which is why people like Wells Fargo and these banks preyed on us. People paid bank fees and didn't get nothing. Even the real estate bubble, our people didn't profit because they were being redlined and classified as D, and you couldn't get a home loan for that area. This is why they say things like, there goes the neighborhood, because the moment a black person moved in the area, you could be classified as a D, and your area didn't get the funds that people would want to get for their communities when they go to the city meetings, commissioner meetings, and everything else. No, they were being pulled back because there goes the neighborhood. Too many of your kind are moving in this neighborhood and by law causing our neighborhood to be classified a D or a C or redlined, and we don't want that. Whole nother meaning to there goes the neighborhood. You got something you want to say before I read the rest of this article?
Yeah, you know, and this was generational wealth that they were being denied of, because how many people have become more than comfortable by homes they bought at one time that were at low cost, and then the next thing you know, those homes start to go up, and that stuff they pass on to their children, but being that we were put in the position that we were, you didn't have that ability. Generational wealth that was up, that they kept from us.
Another way that they tried to keep us out. Another reason why they were pissed off with Tulsa, Oklahoma, and us able to come up and create a wealthy existence. But it wasn't prophesied for us to do that ourselves. That's why the Most High let it come down, because we're still under these curses. We will not be in a healthy, wealthy place in existence until our salvation comes. Understand that. All you people talking about we need to get our own compound, grow our own vegetables, our own food. Yeah, they'll let you have that for a little while, but they know where you are, and when they get ready to drop a bomb on you, they'll do the same. But anyway,
exactly.
Let me read this. It's happened throughout history. So let me read this. The most troubling fact about redlining was that its existence was not clandestine or off the books. Still exists, people. These were mandates enacted and enforced by the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, created in 1934. Fannie Mae, FHA, they're not giving you a house in the hood under a loan. Let me tell you why. An agency whose influence dictated how and with whom banks would invest their money. The FHA told the banks who they should give the money to, and they would make sure that you all did not get the money or the approval. You were constantly rejected for your loan. The FHA created rating maps that designated where neighborhoods fell within the housing stratum. Banks used these maps to guide their decisions on where mortgage funds would be allocated. Thus, the FHA fervently discouraged mortgage lenders from granting loans to residents of red neighborhoods or black home buyers seeking to purchase property in predominantly white neighborhoods. Like, hell no, that you bet not give that Negro a loan up here in these estates. There goes the neighborhood. You want to say something? Got some more?
Yeah, and like I said, just like you said, it still goes on. The government was complicit in this discrimination, and so they knew exactly what they were doing. And then you have these people. What do you mean, white privilege? There's no white privilege. You got the same chance and same opportunities I have, you know. And because they're looking at it through, you know, racist eyes. Because if you really look at this, you know darn well. You have perks that people of color don't, particularly black people. They didn't redline your district. They didn't stop you from getting loans. They didn't stop the soldiers that were coming back from war. They didn't stop them from getting loans that would benefit them, low interest loans. So, you know, it's and they want to act like there's no such thing as white privilege. They're quick to tell you that. You know, I said, well, if let's see you. Well, the thing is, if you could get a taste of what it feels like to not be white, they would know what white privilege is.
Right. Let me read the rest of this article that said, Baltimore serves as an outstanding example of how housing discrimination has shaped the city's past and current segregated neighborhoods. Following the purchase of a home in Baltimore by a black Yale Law School graduate in 1910, local government enacted an ordinance as soon as he moved his educated black behind in there. Local government enacted an ordinance with the supposed intention of preserving peace and preventing conflict and ill feeling between the white and colored races in Baltimore City. White folks got upset because this Harvard black Yale Law School graduate with education moved in their neighborhood. Now, the law would become the first of many as states throughout the nation enacted similar statutes mandating the confinement. There was laws passed, policies to destroy your family. All the states followed Baltimore and passed laws about confining black people to certain blocks and areas. The current segregation we witness today could be interpreted as the aftermath of such laws. However, with the creation of the Department of Housing and Urban Development 31 years after the FHA's creation, confinement of black people to certain areas continued unabated. In an unprecedented move to end discriminatory practices by the HUD in 1970, the Secretary of HUD, George Romney, proposed that withholding of federal funds from all white suburbs resist to integration. He was able to garner some support for his efforts, but was eventually ousted by Richard Nixon and forced out of his position because then white folks wanted to stay in their areas without people of color being around there. Now, if you got the complexion for the connection, meaning you Latino, but you look like Bob Jenkins or Bill or Becky and them, as some of y'all be trying to pass, okay, so they'll sneak you in. Or because you marry outside your race, this stuff is real. It's still on the books. That's why they put the black doctor over it so that they can keep it going to make you believe he's going to do something to better housing for our people and change this law. No, he's not. He's a coon, too. Y'all know who I'm talking about. What's his name? Ben Carson. Ben Carson is a coon of coons. So he's not going to do anything to change these laws. This still exists. It's still on the books. A man got fired from the Nixon cabinet for trying to change it and penalize white people for trying to keep their areas to themselves. Government seemingly has a pattern of resistance as it pertains to non-discriminative house practice. This pattern was managed to suppress choice as to where one lives and stifles what wealth could be accumulated by black people upon purchasing real estate. As the pattern reoccurs, the effect compounds like interest from generation to generation and appears just as evidently 80 years later. It's still evident, still happening. You might as well get used to living with your people. Some of y'all want to move out and move to White Nut Creek. Well, trust me, you won't want to stay here after you deal with these people that feel like they're privileged and they have a right to do what the hell they want. You better fall in love with your people, get used to being with your people and helping your people, because that's who's going to be in the kingdom these other folks will be serving. You got any comments, my brother?
Yes. If you want a reading thing about the methods they went through for a lot of this housing discrimination, particularly in Chicago, there's an article called The Case for Reparations put out by the Atlantic. If you Google that, Case for Reparations in the Atlantic, it goes through the things that they did to discriminate against blacks who were trying to become homeowners. It's a good article. It's a long article, but like I said, it had a lot of meat in it.
Absolutely. And so you want to get excited about Black History Month when you there are still laws in place about you voting that can be rescinded, about where you can live. All this is still in place. You excited about America and the little flag and, you know, everything else. Who are you kidding? This is why we are adamant about restoring the cultural identity of our people one Hebrew mind at a time that's asleep, because we need to return back to culture and return back to our form of worship, not the one that was beat into us through slavery and forced upon us, but who we are as a people, what's akin to us, so that once we galvanize, we can solidify the moral fabric of our nation and begin to rise from there. And that's what's important. You know, I know what you speak about, Brother D. Abiram. You talk about the land grab situation that they had and how they were giving money to other nations to farm it and had our people teach them how to farm. It's just been a systematic effort to keep us down, which is why I don't understand why people don't take that and understand even more so from that information. There must be a reason to this. Might we be the people of the book? Is there something they're purposely, intentionally hiding my people to the point where they have to oppress us and suppress us and keep us down? What are they afraid of? These are the important questions we have to learn, begin to ask ourselves. So you got any final comments, final thoughts?
Only other thing I have is, you know, slavery was over and you talk to these people, you know, slavery was a long time, but there was always another way that they figured out if it wasn't the black codes, Jim Crow, it's what they did to the sharecroppers, because they didn't know how to work that land to get sharecroppers, and they also was dishonest with them. They always found another way to keep to oppress you. So, you know, it's
absolutely,
and it's still going on today. We just need to be cognizant of it. And just like you said, might we be the people? We are the people.
All right. Well, appreciate you being on. And with that being said, I'm getting ready to close out because it says that we had 60 minutes. Got probably like 10 seconds left. And this is Vitor Ra closing out saying that the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. The truth is a journey, not a destination. The truth will set you free. And last passing on, wake up our people. Peace and blessings. May the Most High in Christ bless you and keep you.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us sweet, wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
ooh.